Mike McCartney has seen the game of football from virtually every angle. Raised in a coach's family, he became a college coach himself and a recruiting coordinator. Then on to the National Football League, he was employed as a scout, a coach, and a front office executive. Now, Mike's an agent for some of pro football's most recognizable celebrities, working for the respected Priority Sports. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is Greg Stewart with you, and you help keep this show on the air with your tax-deductible sponsorship gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online anytime for all the info you need to connect and give. And this is a great month to do it because your gift this month is matched. It's catch and match month. That gift's going to be instantly doubled. Details at WWIB.com. Mike McCartney with me on Sports and Commentary, the pro football agent. Mike, you're a football guy, born and raised, and I'm sure this time of the year here gets you stoked, huh?
Yeah, is there any better time than when we start playing the game of football? Yeah. So it's the fall is always fun, and I'm not always excited about preseason football necessarily, but knowing what's coming on the horizon makes it great.
That's for sure. So what are your Green Bay Packers connections, Mike?
So I've been fortunate to represent Mason Crosby since he came out of Colorado. And what a legendary career he's having there in Green Bay. And he just doesn't slow down. It's been great. And then I've got three other Packers. I got Jay Sternberger, the tight end out of Texas A&M in his third year. Juwan Winfrey, who seemingly is having a great camp. He's a receiver out of Colorado. And then Carlo Kemp, who is a defensive lineman out of Michigan. And he's actually from Boulder, Colorado, where he played high school football for my brother.
Yeah. And, of course, you got the McCartney connection there in Boulder. Your dad, Bill, head coach of CU Buffs, led that program to a national title. All right. Don't want to be too intrusive here, but how have you found the Packers front office in your contract negotiations with them?
Well, I've done plenty of contracts through the years with, and it's always with Russ Ball in the Packers front office, and Russ and I have a great relationship. I find Russ to be a great man of character, and we had a couple A.J. Hawk negotiations through the years, a couple T.J. Lang negotiations. So he's always been a guy that I find very honest. We can communicate very well. They're not always easy, but that's the nature of negotiations. And yet, even if they're not easy, there's a great amount of respect, from and to Russ. So anytime Russ calls and says he wants to explore extending the player or signing the player, I'm excited just because of the relationship we have and how we go about negotiating.
That's good to hear. All right, you work for Priority Sports. This is an agency with a reputation that is far different from most agencies, most pro agents. What are the priorities of Priority?
Well, it's interesting. The agent world is really, we have two main components. We have to recruit players, and then we have to actually represent them. I would say that most agencies spend a vast majority of time on the recruiting side, and certainly we have to recruit because we won't be able to represent them without recruiting, but we spend our time and effort on actually representing them. And, we're going to care about the player no matter where he's drafted. A lot of times you see players that don't get drafted as high all of a sudden don't necessarily receive the right amount of attention from their agents, and that's just not who we are. It doesn't matter if you're a first-round pick, an undrafted guy. We're going to give you our maximum effort and care about you every single day. And I think that's the reputation we have within the NFL, walls is they know that we're going to work hard for our players and we're going to care for them.
That's good. So it sounds to me like the cornerstone is honesty, speaking truthfully with your clients and the organizations you're bargaining with. Huh?
Absolutely. I think, You know, once I became an agent, it was interesting because I know that the word sports agent has some connotation to it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it, within the NFL circles and in college football circles, a lot of agents don't necessarily have, a lot of respect. And it's just because of the way they operate and they don't always tell the truth. And that's just something we've always pledged to do. You know, we're not going to oversell players. We're just going to be real honest. And at the end of the day, we think that by doing it that way, we actually, do better contracts. We offer better representation throughout their career. And when our yes means yes and our no means no with teams, that's important. And I can't tell you how many times I've had negotiators, general managers, different people in the NFL say, a lot of times I don't know if I would believe that or with a lot of agents, but because you're saying it, Mike, I believe it.
Yeah, and as a follower of Jesus, Mike, like you are, that should just be a way of life, even in our business dealings, and that seems to be the truth for you with Priority Sports. All right, we are running near the end of the show today, so I'm going to ask you to come back, and we'll talk about your time in the NFL as an executive, the other side, the bargaining table when you were at Philadelphia, and we'll talk about your famous football family and, of course, your faith coming up on Sports and Commentary. So thanks for taking the time today. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you.